Hi, and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Bible Reading Plan podcast. My name is Nathan King, and today is Monday, November 29th. Right now, we are going through our Advent devotional guide, which is based on the book of Jeremiah. Each day during the series, we will be reading a portion of the book of Jeremiah, and you will also hear my thoughts on the passages read aloud from the Advent guide. Our scripture for today comes from Jeremiah 2. So if you have a copy of your scripture, let's begin. I'll be reading from the New Revised Standard Version. The word of the Lord came to me, saying, "Go and proclaim in the hearing of Jerusalem, thus says the Lord. I remember the devotion of your youth, your love as a bride, how you followed me in the wilderness, in a land not sown. Israel was holy to the Lord, the first fruits of his harvest. All who ate of it were held guilty. Disaster came upon them, says the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord, O house of Jacob, and all the families of the house of Israel. Thus says the Lord, what wrong did your ancestors find in me that they went far from me and went after worthless things and became worthless themselves? They did not say, where is the Lord who brought us up from the land of Egypt, who led us into the wilderness, in a land of desert and pits, in a land of drought and deep darkness, in a land that no one passes through, where no one lives. I brought you into a plentiful land to eat its fruits and its good things. But when you entered, you defiled my land and made my heritage an abomination. The priests did not say, where is the Lord? Those who handle the law did not know me. The rulers transgressed against me. The prophets prophesied by Baal and went after things that do not profit. Therefore, once more I accuse you, says the Lord, and I accuse your children's children. Cross to the coasts of Cyprus and look, send to Kedar and examine with care. See if there's ever been such a thing. Has a nation changed its gods, even though they are no gods? But my people have changed their glory for something that does not profit. Be appalled, O heavens, at this. Be shocked, be utterly desolate, says the Lord. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living water, and dug out cisterns for themselves, cracked cisterns that can hold no water. Is Israel a slave? Is he a homeborn servant? Why then has he become plunder? The lions have roared against him. They have roared loudly. They have made his land a waste. His cities are in ruins without inhabitant. Moreover, the people of Memphis and Tahapenes have broken the crown of your head. Have you not brought this upon yourself by forsaking the Lord your God while he led you in the way? What then do you gain by going to Egypt to drink the waters of the Nile? Or what do you gain by going to Assyria to drink the waters of the Euphrates? Your wickedness will punish you, and your apostasies will convict you. Know and see that it is evil and bitter for you to forsake the Lord your God. The fear of me is not in you, says the Lord God of hosts. For long ago you broke your yoke and burst your bonds, and you said, I will not serve. On every high hill and under every green tree you sprawled and played the whore. Yet I planted you as a choice vine from the purest stock. How then did you turn degenerate and become a wild vine? Though you wash yourself with lye and use much soap, the stain of your guilt is still before me, says the Lord God. How can you say, I am not defiled? I have not gone after the Baals. Look at your way in the valley. Know what you have done. A restive young camel interlacing her tracks, a wild ass at home in the wilderness, in her heat sniffing the wind. Who can restrain her lust? None who seek her need weary themselves. In her mouth they will find her. Keep your feet from going unshod and your throat from thirst. But you said, it is hopeless, for I have loved strangers, and after them I will go. As a thief is shamed when caught, so the house of Israel shall be shamed. They, their kings, their officials, their priests, and their prophets, who say to a tree, you are my father, and to a stone, you gave me birth. For they have turned their backs to me, and not their faces. But in the time of their trouble, they say, come and save us. But where are your gods that you made for yourself? Let them come, if they can save you, in your time of trouble. For you have as many gods as you have towns, O Judah. Why do you complain against me? You have all rebelled against me, says the Lord. In vain I have struck down your children. They accepted no correction. Your own sword devoured your prophets like a ravening lion. And you, O generation, behold the word of the Lord. Have I been a wilderness to Israel, or a land of thick darkness? Why then do my people say, we are free, we will come to you no more? Can a girl forget her ornaments, or a bride her attire? Yet my people have forgotten me, days without number. How well you direct your course to seek lovers, so that even to wicked women you have taught your ways. Also, on your skirts is found the lifeblood of the innocent poor, though you did not catch them breaking in. Yet in spite of all these things, you say, I am innocent. Surely his anger is turned from me. Now I am bringing you to judgment for saying, I have not sinned. How lightly you gad about changing your ways. You shall be put to shame by Egypt, as you were put to shame by Assyria. From there you also will come away with your hands on your head, for the Lord has rejected those in whom you trust, and you will not prosper through them. The second chapter of Jeremiah may seem like a dreary, hopeless collection of condemnations from God, but if we take a look at the bigger picture, the reality of this passage offers something a lot better than we expect. Jeremiah is tasked with preaching to Judah about how far they have strayed from the Lord, and he does so boldly. But before he even begins to express God's accusations, he presents Judah with a statement of remembrance to remind them of where they came from and the faithful people they used to be. Verses 2 and 3 preface the direction God is going with this proclamation and can ultimately be viewed as the centering verses that help the people understand where God is coming from in the rest of the chapter. Jeremiah 2:2-3 says, I remember the devotion of your youth, your love as a bride, how you followed me in the wilderness in a land not sown. Israel was holy to the Lord, the first fruits of his harvest. All who ate of it were held guilty. Disaster came upon them, says the Lord. The remainder of the chapter, therefore, can be seen through a lens of hope, a hope that God's people will return to him, the one who delivers and sustains. This is the reason for the extensive description of their shortcomings. It is for their own benefit that God calls them out for who they have become. God is greatly urging his people to turn away from their sin, because eventually their sin will end up destroying them. Verse 17 displays this idea perfectly. Have you not brought this upon yourself by forsaking the Lord your God while he led you in the way? This passage is incredibly relevant in our lives today. God has created all of us out of love, for love. We have the full capacity to take part in a life abundant with joy. But if we do not trust in the fact that God will bring us that joy, it becomes impossible to be freed from ourselves. God just wants us to recognize what it is that he is doing in our lives. A patient trust in our Creator constructs a space, not of destruction, but of restoration.